Who's that, man? That's the fucking boogeyman. Shit! You guys are lucky today. We have the new guest, the boogeyman. Boogeyman rocks.
Bullshit walks.
Bullshit talks. In fact, you know who met the boogeyman today?
Who?
What's that guy who plays for the Steelers? They ain't playing no more.
Mr. Brown?
Mr. Brown. Brown, this motherfucker, halftime comes and he says, "Hey, man, boogeyman's here. I think I'm going to fucking take off. Oh, that's okay if you guys win or lose because I don't give a shit." And what's that guy, Mike? What's his name?
Tomlin?
Yeah. Tomlin says, things are okay, though.
I don't know about that locker room, man.
Hey, I'll tell you what, dude. That locker room is half on one side, half on the other. And there's probably a few of them in those both halves that don't know what's going on.
Because he was throwing tantrums in the beginning of the year, too, wasn't he?
Hey, he wasn't doing that fucking river dance no more. Got that touchdown pass. What river dance?
Shit.
I'm dancing my ass right out of that fucking river in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they haven't made a playoffs for a long time. They've always made it.
It looks kind of scary.
Yeah.
Kind of scary.
So you're saying Tomlin's gone?
I think if he's not gone, he'll be gone next year. Because without those two guys, playoffs.
Playoffs?
Playoffs. Shit, that's something in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Ben, that broken down fucking dude. Out of all these old quarterbacks, he's the one that's broke up the most.
Mm-hmm. But he's tough.
Yeah. You know, but you can't take that ass kicking. You know, I mean, who am I going to throw the ball to? Who's going to run the ball? Who's even calling the plays?
Right.
There's too many who's involved.
No playoffs. We need someone's head.
Got to go.
A couple more heads been falling lately, huh?
Got to go, man. And it ain't over with yet.
Oh.
That's the best part. By the time February 1st rolls around, oh, man.
What do you think about those Niners boys? You think they're keeping their jobs for now?
I don't know. It's hard.
Lynch and Shanahan?
Shanahan be wrong, because for a long time. He's a pretty smart man. Look at his old man. His old man ran RG3 in the ground. Tell me that wheel's broke. Get out there, bitch. You're good for another Subway sandwich.
Look what I got right here. Yeah. Little fresh little...
There's a Subway. Herb. Don't put some of that on the fucking supersonic.
Hell yeah. So how was your new year, Tom?
It was good.
You ready to start 2019?
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready. I mean, there's no hold bars. Honest
That's
to
right.
God. You know, you guys, you people out there want to hear some crazy shit, tune in. You know, it'd be like fucking taking a trip to the Twilight Zone. Really, man?
You want to see a spaceman?
Fuck, I'm going to bring him here and show him to you. Yeah, we got one set up for on February 8th. Spaceman.
Any fireworks go off in your neighborhood?
Fuck, dude, they were lighting the fucking place up over there.
Fuck yeah, they were, huh?
Oh, dude, man, you know, having the greenway and not having a neighbor... Dude, I'll tell you, let's put it this way, man. If you think you were going to be sleeping at 12 o'clock, fuck no. Shit, man, it felt like a war going on.
A war zone, huh?
Yeah, that's like that night. Can't even say, come over and do some fireworks. Shit, I sit in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and...
It's weird how it's illegal, but everyone fucking does it.
Everybody. Probably one of the best fireworks shows I ever saw that you want to call street shows was the Mission over there in San Francisco.
Mission District?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, 24th Street, 26th, maybe 28th, 29th.
And Had a little war zone going on.
My daughter lived on Petrero Hill, and it overlooked that area. And I went over there one year for 4th of July. Mm. Dude, fucking light show there. Then over by Christie Field, you could, from her living room, you could see these areas, you know. Mm-hmm. They were going off over there. And there was no, I forget what she called it, Heights, something Heights.
Oh, Citrus Heights?
Citrus Heights.
Is that something?
They were, so anyway, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, I'm watching all this shit. And I said, man, you know, looks like we got a new guy coming to the party. And he's come to the party in a helicopter.
Ooh.
Next thing you know, this fucking guy turns on this fucking spotlight. It was the police.
What were they doing?
Fuck, dude, they must have, I'll bet you the mission spent over $100,000 to light the sky up. And none of that shit was safe and sound.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was straight up, you know, mm-hmm. unreal. But he showed up, man, and he's hovering over this area, got that light on. Those guys waited for that guy to leave, and 10 minutes later, game on again.
Light them up.
Hey, you'd have to be a crazy fucking cop to go in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking people, they'd be doing the Mexican hat dance on your car. Yeah.
Shit.
But New Year's is always, you know, it's, that's to me, you know, that's more of a drinking holiday.
Right.
What the fuck you gonna do at night? You know, what's there to do at night? Drinking drugs. You know, shit. Nobody wants to eat dinner at 2 in the morning.
Tell me a better plan.
Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning, let's do some more drugs. You know, and shit. Have breakfast about, I don't know, 7.
In 2007, I went to a concert in San Francisco. And I remember talking to some people, and they're like, 2007, one more step to heaven, woo! And anyways, I was with some friends, and I sort of kind of got lost. I don't know where I went, where they went, but I kind of met them there. And anyway, turns out the concert didn't get out till like 3 or 4. So I got out around 3 or 4. The problem was Bart wasn't open anymore. I went to a cab. He said $270 to drive me home. I said, fuck that. Kept walking down the street, found a Denny's. Went in there and had breakfast. Had a long breakfast. Took
2 hours.
Had to wait till Bart to open back up. Got back on, sent me home. I was glad to be home, man.
You're lucky there was a Denny's.
Yeah. What would you do, you know?
I went to do a Yankees game. And
where?
Where did the Yankees play?
In New York?
New York, yeah. The last year they had the stadium, dude, before they moved to their new stadium.
It was a sunken diamond, wasn't it?
The new one?
The old one.
Oh, fuck, I don't remember now.
Like the dugouts were deeper?
Yeah, they were. You know, and they, you know, it's weird. It's a trip because the subway, it lets you off. I don't know what the name of the street, but it lets you off, and then you'd walk down the subway, and it'd be like, I don't know, a tenth of a mile, two tenths of a mile, and there's the, you know, the ballpark. And within that walkway, they have like, I don't know, maybe like 4 bars, 5 bars, and you go in there, and, you know, you get lit before you go in the game.
Naturally.
Oh, that's part of the experience. Shit, man. But dude, man, I'll tell you, they would when you went in that stadium, and I know the new stadium the same way, you can't take nothing in that stadium.
Hmm.
No bag lunch, no bag water, nothing. Because they said so. I seen this guy, and he was with his, looked like, you know, grandpa and grandma, you know, with the grandkid, and they had their lunch and all this. The cop said, you go put that shit in the locker. We're right out in front.
Mm. What about what about the subway system?
It's great.
Was it pretty with some real winners in there?
Oh man. And a little stranger than Bart.
Yeah. Certain parts of Bart, huh?
Oh man.
But there's some crazies on the subway.
Oh yeah, fuck, dude. This is all a different life.
Uh-huh.
Underground.
And then so you drove to New York and then you took the subway, you flew there and then took a subway from wherever you were to get to the game.
I was with my daughter. Mm. There's a 50-50 chance, Anthony, that she's going to take me back to New York in August again.
Ooh.
She's leaving in 2 weeks.
Talking about AustinPress.com?
Yeah.
AustinPress.com. Tell them about it, Tom.
Hey, letterpress. I mean, there's cards. You have to look it up. AustinPress.com.
Candles.
There's candles.
Everything I've always heard, my mom or my wife, everybody always loves it.
Definitely, I want to say maybe more of a lady's store than a man.
Right.
You know, but her stuff is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fucking bad. When you see it, I tell people, we turn them on to shit. I says, when's the last time you had a Christmas card that looked like this?
Right.
And not one person could even say, I even got a card like that.
Dude, every time someone walks in my house, it's always a conversation starter.
Have a little sip of this here.
Hey, little Jack.
Little Jack.
Start this year off right.
Start it off right. You got to, that's the way to do it, you know.
Do you ever set any New Year's goals?
Fuck, I don't think, I probably set quite a few. Has any member ever worked out? No. Fuck.
They don't even last a week, huh?
Oh, man.
So after a while, you stop making them, huh?
Yeah. You just pretend. Shit. Well, I'm going to lose weight. Fuck. Make sure you got those two X's on those pants. Fuck. I mean, the only way you lose weight, you want to lose weight out there? Tell you what you do. Go see the Sandman. He'll beat your face with a Kindle stick. Then they wire your jaw closed. Liquid diet.
It's not a bad strategy, you know? Mm.
Everyone, I've known maybe about 4 or 5 people that had broken jaws where they wired your mouth closed.
Ooh.
In fact, this one friend of mine, he had his jaw wired closed. And they're looking at his grill, and the dentist says, you know what? You got to pull one of your teeth so we can stick this straw in your mouth so you can eat.
We do this for hockey players.
I know. And they pulled out, I don't know, one of the teeth on the side. This guy used to travel with a blender. Everything he ate, he had to blend.
What happened to him?
He came out of a Home Depot. And I think it was Sacramento. He was doing a return. Came out about $700 in cash. And these two brothers were out there, and they wanted the money. He wouldn't give it up. And one guy hit him in the face with a gun.
Mm.
Broke his jaw.
That's a pretty good shot.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I would have gave him the money. Someone had a gun in front of me.
I don't know. Everybody's different.
I guess so.
Everybody's
different. I try to tell myself, just give him the money.
Oh, man.
I'd rather not want to eat through a straw.
Dude, I swear to God, he would talk. When he would talk, I mean, you got to figure, how do you talk when you can't move your face? It'd be you know? There were sounds. And that was for like, I don't know, 6 weeks. So his other brother, you know, who I worked with 90% of the time, I says, you know what, dude? I'm starting to understand what the fuck he's saying. I was like, what the fuck? I know what he's saying, you know? Mm. So you're making basically the sound that he's making to talk back to him. It was too fucking funny. Mm. But he lost a lot of weight.
So, how to lose weight? There you go.
Break your fucking jaw, bitch. Don't be a scaredy cat.
Wire it shut.
Wire that fucker shut.
Liquid pull a diet. Tooth. Pull a
put
tooth.
A straw in that bitch.
Shit. It's your 2019 resolution.
That's how you lose weight.
Rule number one.
Rule number one. Break your jaw. Yeah.
What's another popular resolution people like
to have? Oh, fuck. Losing weight's always the number one.
It's got to be number one. The gyms freaking get a spike in signups.
You know, God, I'd say, you know, it's you always want to make more money, but then you just got to feel, how you going to do that?
How to make more money.
How do you make more money? You
can maybe spend less?
Hey, you can only work 40, or you can work maybe, I don't know, 70 hours, you know, a week.
Or you can come up with a new plan.
Or you come up, or you meet somebody new.
Mm-hmm. You go find Jimmy and say,
yeah,
hey.
I was just going to mention it. I want to kind of leave him out of the conversation.
I'm trying to make more money. What do we do?
Yeah, and only work 40 hours.
So my New Year's resolution is to lose some weight. Just freaking sew up your jaw. Close it shut. Go on that liquid diet. Two, and I need to make some more money. I give Jimmy a call. Call Jimmy and say, hey, Jimmy, number
and
two.
I only want to work 40 hours.
Right. Or maybe a little bit less than after 40 hours. After I work my 40 hours, I need to come find Jimmy.
Oh, well, you want to count him on your 40 hours.
Oh.
That 40 hours is all one get up, start, go. You work an eight-hour day.
So what kind of advice Jimmy got?
You have to go talk to him. He's going to ask you your qualifications. It's like I told Dave, the devil... Shit, what's your resume gonna say?
Killed anybody lately? How many throats you slit?
Oh, man.
So Jimmy's gonna want to see he's gonna want to see a resume.
Especially if you want money. You know, what the fuck? You know, you gotta do something to earn your way.
Yeah, what are you?
What's your specialty?
Can you skate?
No.
You got the enforcer inside of you?
Really, man?
You got the boogeyman?
You got the gotta have the if you got the boogeyman in you, there ain't nothing you can't do.
Or the Sandman?
Sandman's pretty bad too.
You from that Black Lagoon?
Fuck the Creature.
Ooh.
You ever see that movie, The Creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh, dude. Sounds interesting, though.
Oh, dude. You got to... Hey, I'll tell you. That's a great movie. Mm-hmm. Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Or Monty Python.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That's
hilarious, man. It's a trip because they're all riding horses, but nobody's on a horse.
But they knew Jimmy.
Yeah, shit, he was a king.
King James?
King James, Monty.
So Jimmy came from a king bloodline. That makes sense. King James.
You know.
But on the streets, he's Jimmy.
That's it.
I'm collecting taxes.
The tax man. Everybody's afraid of the tax man.
You gotta stay away from him. Yep. He's kind of like the boogeyman.
Oh, I hear you.
He'll find you.
Pretty much. I'll tell you. I know he's looked for my ass a couple times. It's a bummer when whoever you're working for and they go, hey, man, there's someone here to see you. Who would that be to see? The cops or the IRS? Door number one, door number two. I don't think door number three is here. Anybody here that wants to give me anything? I didn't win a car.
I'm taking the back door.
The Viking.
Vikings are bad motherfuckers.
Dude, this had been really neat if it had been steel.
Yeah, it's kind of cheap, huh?
Yeah. But it looks neat.
It looks cool.
I mean, it's cool.
How about the Vikings? They didn't make the playoffs. What happened there? Kirk Cousins is the blame. Everyone's blaming him.
Got to, man. That guy. Shit. Who are you going to blame?
They gave him so much money. He better make the playoffs.
Fuck. I mean, I was watching, I don't know, a couple of these different sports shows. And they have, you know, different, you know, ex-football players on there and this and that. And every one of them, dude, said, Cousins, that's like, it ain't going to ever happen with Cousins. And that fucking Elway, that fucking horse face smiley is, if he thinks that, I can't even think, who he got from the Vikings, their quarterback.
Keenum,
yeah.
That was a poor decision. Well, they missed on their draft pick. Didn't they get Paxton Lynch? Freaking, he fucking shit the bed. He was in with Mahomes, I think. Or maybe a year before. He might have been in the same draft. I forget. But he was, you know, he was their draft pick. They were trying to draft one. They were just trying to get a Band-Aid. That guy ain't nobody.
By the time they get someone, their defense ain't going to be worth the powder to blow them up.
There's like 7-8 win Band-Aid quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But you need to be in the 10 win column if you want the playoffs.
Oh, man.
You know?
And Cousin ain't, he's.
And if you're lucky, you're 9 wins like Dallas, huh?
Yeah.
They only had 9?
9 fucking wins, man. What the fuck is up with that? A 500 team.
9-7.
500.
8-8 is in 500.
Yeah, you only win one game over.
They've had 8-8 teams win, make it.
You know, it could happen. You know, it's a lot of it's who's hot at the end. You know, but I'll tell you, you know what's going to be a bummer, dude, is I'm not going to see that Cowboy game this week. Being at my daughter's house. She's got this ridiculous setup on her TV that's, you know.
It's pretty exciting.
It's fucking terrible.
What do you mean? You know what
I mean? It's not cable. It's not this. It's not that. You know, where the fuck is this being broadcast from? And I just, you know, I says, man, you know, I'm trying to think. I know when I was over there last, it was either Fox or CBS that it just didn't come in. You know, it's fuck. But I'll be out of there the following Saturday. So next week, folks, there might be some reruns. You know, but the boogeyman, I tell you, he is coming. This is just, you know, like he came in and left real quick today.
That's right.
And you hear that knock on the door. Shit, buckle up.
Get your popcorn ready.
Oh, shit.
Remember T.O.?
Oh, on the star.
On the star.
Oh, man. I liked when he took the cheerleaders' pom-pom.
I was things. At that game, dude.
Oh, man. That was too fucking cool.
He did take her pom-poms with
him. Yeah, he took them right out of her fucking, ripped them out of her hand.
Or when he pulled the cell phone out. Hey, I got a touchdown. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, yeah. Just got a touchdown. I'm in the end zone right now. All right, I got to go. Talk to you later. That was original. Yeah. You know? He
started a lot of that.
And then they put an end to it, remember? At a certain point, they said no more.
Oh, shit. They were calling 15-yard penalties. Now, fuck, you can come out there now. The only thing you can't take out there is a fucking gun. They score a touchdown and shoot a referee. Got an extra one back there. Bring that homeboy out. Shoot him too. Fuck.
Have you watched any hockey lately?
Tried to watch it the other night. I swear to God, Anthony. Got about 3 minutes in. And I can't, you know. First of all, it's like three periods. And the score might be 2-1, maybe 3-2. So you're watching, I don't know, if, I don't even know how long a fucking period is. But you're watching an hour or something that's really kind of fucking boring. That's why you got it. I guess that's why there's fighting. You know, I mean, basketball, you're running up and down driving that ball in the fucking hoop. You know, it's exciting. But hockey, I'll still give another try. You know.
What was the score?
In 3 minutes, 0-0.
It's like watching soccer.
Pretty much.
Hey, is anybody going to score now?
When do you score? It's like, that's why it's fun to fight. It's great sport. I mean, soccer, you do the phony baloney flop.
Right.
You know, but hockey, man, they should almost do, you know what? Last 3 minutes of the game, I put on music. You know.
And that,
and say, you know what? There's overtime.
Get those Mickey Mouse gloves out.
Because I'm coming down to whip your motherfucking ass.
We're getting sticks from Polo.
Oh, shit.
That's our overtime. Bring the sticks from Polo. Polo.
You better believe it.
Get the Mickey Mouse gloves.
And the fucking Polo stick. I want them. I'm going to hit that fucking head of yours like it's that croquet set.
And then we'll throw on some Black Sabbath.
Oh, fuck yeah. Go after the coach. Throw him out there and have a... Hey, with that fucking hockey stick and him sliding around on that ice, he'll become the new puck.
Hey, we're going to put you in that net over there.
Yeah, it's going to take us a while because the hammer goes a little bit slower. It'll be the first sport that someone dies in.
I bet you it happens 2019. What do you think?
I don't know. I hope it never happens.
Right.
While I'm around.
That's true.
That gives me more to talk about.
Right.
When I talk about that, you motherfuckers will hear that every fucking day. Every day. Because it's going to happen.
You better hope it doesn't happen while I'm around. Know.
I mean, let's see. I get a stick. Skate a little bit and don't give a shit if that fucking puck goes in the thing or not. But number 12 over there, he can't be there at the end of the game. What more? How hard is that to understand? I could be a cab driver the next day. Show up at the ice rink that night. Show me what number. You know. And get the rest for 5 minutes? Oh, my God.
Hand me a beer.
Get me a ham sandwich.
Here, and hold my beer for 1 minute, because I'll be right back.
Right back. I'm working on 13.
Yeah. Call the dentist.
Really? You don't even have to tell me their name. Just tell me what number they got. Shit. But that's a sport, and I'm going to give it one more shot. Maybe a couple more shots.
I'm telling you, we're going to go to a Sharks game.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
You'd have to bring Jack there.
Oh, that's mandatory.
Yeah.
What kind of question is that?
Jack would have to show me to my seat.
We're going to stumble on free tickets. It's one way or the other. I'm going to find free tickets. And when I get those free tickets, I'm like, me and Tom are going to this game because we wanted to go for free. And I'm going to get them. It's going to happen this year.
That's, they're almost up with.
They're always fun to go when they're free.
Dude, the last time I had free tickets, I gave them away.
Mm.
Think about that. Got them from your buddy Rob.
Mm.
You know, Rob used to always call me up and give me free tickets.
So, all right now for free.
That's the, yeah, all right now for free. Oh, man.
I love Tom Petty.